Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite. We're here in rainy Kansas City today at the home of the YMCA, one of the best-run organizations on the planet. I want to thank Gene Dooley and the staff here at the YMCA for taking good care of us. We had a great show yesterday with Mike D'Antoni, and we're going to talk with Rick Bucher from ESPN Magazine about that today, and we'll be joined later by Merrill Hodge from ESPN Primetime and Seth Joyner to talk about the NFL. But I also wanted to mention, if you want to call in and tell us what you think about the BCS and whether it can be improved or whether it's just never going to be a successful format unless you want to sacrifice the education of thousands of college athletes by adding, you know, 2 and 4 extra games, give us a call at 800-878-7529. Rick Bucher, world's busiest man, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just a tad less busy now that we've finally resolved this Allen Iverson situation, and he has a home, and I think I speak for all of the people in the media in saying we're rather happy to see that happen.
You had reporters that were all over the country, and what's interesting to me, Rick, is 2 weeks ago, George Karl was saying he wasn't interested in Allen Iverson. What happened?
Yeah. Well, he said that right off the start, and then he found out that his owner, Stan Kroenke, was interested in getting Allen Iverson, that having a half-full arena and a team that was not meeting expectations, the feeling was with his owner that something needed to change, and they hoped to move one of the major contracts, and so George Karl, being the absolute smart man that he is,
team player.
But the guy who signs my checks wants to see Allen Iverson here. I think I can start with that. I can find a way to make that work.
So ultimately, you know, it's interesting, Rick, that with the death of Lamar Hunt, who is one of those owners that let his people do their job. Certainly, he gave input. But then there are other owners that say, listen, we have got to get some things done and turn them around. It's interesting to see how different coaches handle things differently. When we come back, let's talk about that, about the chemistry, obviously, of an AI and a Melo and whether they really can coexist and how much this makes them a true player in the NBA. We'll be right back with Rick Bucher, one of the top writers, senior writer for ESPN Magazine, on Head Games on Sirius Satellite and Sports Bible.